Today we are going to be hearing the fourth and final installment of this story of Rabbi Yosef de Larino. By now that they are holding Mamish Ot, they've survived Eliyahu HaNavi, the first Malach, the great Malach. And now they were given the directions and the instructions how they can topple the Samach Mem himself. Sure enough, they went on their way, and just as predicted and told to them, packs of black dogs started running towards them, and they said the name of Hashem, Shem Ban Gematria Kelev, and the dogs, the Klovim, disappeared. They came to the mountain filled with snow, and they said the name of the Eibishter that was associated with that. And sure enough, the mountain disappeared, the snow melted, and they were able to pass through. They came to the raging river with waves and all the different, hurricanes associated with the waters and the river. And sure enough, they said the name of the Eibishter associated with Havul Hashem B'nei Elim, and the water cleared a path, and they were able to go through on dry land. And then they came to the iron wall. And Rabbi Yosef took the knife that had the Eibishter's name in it, and he carved out a door. And he was told that the moment he goes through, the door is going to close. But there was one of his Talmidim that actually was a step behind, and the door closed on his foot. And he injured his foot, but Rabbi Yosef quickly was able to pry it a little bit open, and even the fifth Talmid, who was now limping, was able to limp his way forward. They passed 90% of the challenges. The mountain, the river, the wall, and now they climb Har Seir. This is after days of walking and traveling. They finally reach Har Seir. And they climb up to Har Seir. Walking, climbing till the evening. And sure enough, on the top, they find this like valley. And in this valley, in this place, in the mountain, there are a bunch of churvis, which means buildings which are destroyed. And they're looking to see where is going to be this churva that the Samach Mem and his wife are going to be there in the shape of two big black dogs. So they're going to check out one at a time, and sure enough they come to one, and before their eyes are two huge black dogs. The moment the black dogs saw them, they started barking, screaming, jumping, clawing, and they were going to eat them alive. And as they jumped, he took the two chains that had the two sheets with the Eibishter's name on it, threw it over the dogs, and now they're trapped. They can't move. The moment they saw that they were trapped, they, so to speak, shed their skin. They changed back to the regular Malach of the Samach Mem. They had wings and eyes. And the Samach Mem looked at them and said, "You beat us. We are now bottled to you. We are now given over to you. We are now in your hands. But please, please, give us something. We are weak. We are starving. Give us something to eat." And he was already warned not to give them any chayis. So he said, no tricks. You're not going to get any food from me. You are going to starve until we reach the place where we have to blow the shofar for Moshiach. They're schlepping these two big dogs or these two malachim in their chains. And at this point, there is a certain simcha that entered the Talmidim and Rabbi Yosef. Started thinking to themselves, hey, we did it. Everyone else said that we would never do it. All the greatest malachim, everybody said that it's impossible. And here we are with the Samach Mem in chains, like a little bit of machshava zorale started creeping into their heads and their hearts that, you know what, we're good guys. We're able to do it. We did it. And the Samach Mem obviously knew their thoughts, and he started giving them chizuk. He said, you know what? Can't believe everyone else doubted you. I knew that you could do it. Good for you guys. And they started feeling good. You know, he's giving them compliments. And they're schlepping the Samach Mem with their chains. And they're starting to feel a little bit better about themselves. And the Samach Mem says, listen, you don't, at this point, I'm done. You don't have to be afraid of me anymore. We have no koyach. We're busy schlepping. I don't even know if we have the koyach to be schlepped all the way to where we need to go. Give us something to eat, something that we can have koyach. Epes. He said, no way, I'm not falling for this trick. Nothing. Okay. To continue their journey. And Rabbi Yosef himself started feeling weak. Again, these people haven't eaten in days, and the adrenaline and everything. So they were told that instead of eating food, they should smell the besamim, the spices. So he takes out one little piece of spices, some besamim, and he gives it a little shmektabik, a little sniff, and he's getting some koyach. And the Samach Mem says, listen, you're not going to give me food. I'm so weak. Just give me a bissel ashmek. Give me one smell from this besamim. Give me one little koyach to go further. I remember I was probably 9 or 10 years old. And there was a staff play on this story. And the actor, I still remember his name, but he was from South Africa. And he played the role of the Samach Mem. I still remember with his accent. Just one sniff, please! Just one sniff! Give me one! Epes, give me something! So, Reb Yosef, the Chfarta Isha Rachamon, he was told no food. But what could go wrong with a bissel of shmek tabak, a bissel of levoina? So he takes the little piece of psamim and he puts it towards the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem took a fire from his nostrils and burnt the psamim. Now at that point, it was considered that you were makdir k'toyres for avodah zarah. Because it got burnt up, so it was considered that it was makdir k'toyres for avodah zarah. And at that point, the Samach Mem was able to break through all the chains, and now the constraints of the chains and the metal steel, you know, plates that have the Eibishter's name on it didn't contain or control the Samach Mem anymore. And it, with a big, big, big sound, a big Yishrei, he broke free. And on the spot, some terrible things happened. Two of the Talmidim died. And another two of the Talmidim, Pashit, lost their mind. They went crazy. A lot of times when you see a crazy scene, just the pashut went out of their seichel and they lost their mind. So out of the five Talmidim, two died, two went a little bit meshuga, and they got shadim that went into them. They became possessed by klipa. And Rabbi Yosef was left gevorf and thrown away with one Talmid that close. And they journeyed back to Tzfas. And he heard a baskel that came out and said like this, Oy lecha Yosef ve'oy l'nishmoscha. Woe is to you, Yosef, and woe is to your neshama, that you did not guard what you were told, and you were makdir on a certain level, avodah zarah. And because of this, not only will it not help you in this world, but you actually lost your chelek in Olam Haba. It was this close. And Reb Yosef, he got so depressed, so emotionally deranged from this whole story, that Nebuch, he had a big yerida. And he said, if I'm not going to get into Olam Haba anyways, and I messed up, so I might as well just enjoy life. And he came very depressed, and he started doing kol mini taivas Olam Haza. He totally lost his derech. Totally lost. He pretty much didn't lose his physical mind, but he lost his spiritual mind. Big nefila, unfortunately. And it reached a point that he was actually using his koiches of Kabbalah to do crazy stuff, till one of the local governors sent soldiers to contain him. And when he saw what was going on, he just pushed, killed himself. Because he basically, after this story, being so, so close and so, so holy, he just platzed. And the two Talmidim, obviously, that died were buried. The other two Talmidim that had the Shadim come into them, they also eventually just, who knows what happened to them. And there was only one Talmud left. And from this Talmud, that's how we know this story. He's the one that recorded the story of Yosef Delarina, how a bunch of people tried to push the cates before the time. But the good news is that the time is now. That the Rebbe says that the nevuah of Hinei Zeh Moshiach Ba, and therefore we're not being doichik as a cates. The time is now, and it's actually up to each and every one of us. It's up to me, and it's up to you. Tutat Vasir Kent. And with our koiches that the Rebbe gives us, we don't have to worry about gzeidus, we don't have to worry about the samach mem, it's already nigmru avoides habirurim, all the walls have been broken down, pushed over, and now it's all up to us to teach and to learn Gula Mashiach and make Mashiach a reality l'poil.